The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. Sam went real quick that time, so I wouldn't be offensive. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. I don't know how we got on this, but let me just make something really clear. The guy making fun of your candy choices, me, probably hasn't had a candy bar in 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember getting a Snickers bar out of the machine one day when I hadn't eaten in 2 days and realized I was fading fast. That was about 6 years ago. So maybe it's been 6 years since I've had a candy bar. And a lot of people mentioning Baby Ruth. Dude, if you saw Caddyshack, no. That killed that bar. Caddyshack killed that thing.
I'm not a Baby Ruth guy either.
Somebody says gummies with vodka soaked are good. Too good way to get messed up fast.
I just like to drink my booze.
Yeah, I pretty much can take the vodka on my own.
I like weed gummies because I don't like to inhale smoke. So that's a nice way for me to do it without doing that. But, alcohol, I can just drink it.
Yeah, I've really the only candy type stuff. I've had weed gummies in the last year. I had weed rice cakes in the last year, which were really good. When I was a kid, it was like a big deal when Kit Kat started up.
Yeah.
That was.
So you were around for the early days of Kit Kat?
I was around for the early days of Kit Kat. Because before that, it was just M&M's, Hershey bars.
What a life.
Mr. Good Bar. The Three Musketeers was a big deal. And then, Reese's kind of came along, and Reese's was really good. But I don't like anything sour, so that kind of, like, anything sour I'm out on. It's not just beer, by the way. Daniel says, is there any good candy up in Canada that we can't get here in the States? If you ask my wife, there's like 10 different, there's like something called an Aero bar. There's all this other stuff. She's like, oh, you can't get those down here. I'm like, well, you don't eat candy while you're here. Why do we care? But every time we go to Canada, there's like two or three things she gets. And I don't know what they're called because I don't eat them, but I'll find out next trip and give you a full report. I don't know if they're better. See, the problem is whenever she and I have these discussions, it doesn't matter because everything's better in Canada to her.
Is there a particular candy that you prefer to eat when you've been partaking?
No. See, my thing is I don't eat. Here's the one problem with if I partake quite a bit, there's two things I cannot have in my house. Ice cream or peanut butter.
Okay.
Because I will inhale the entire thing. If those aren't in the house, I can get as high as I want, and I don't get the money. Now, pizza is the third, of course. I mean, that's like tornadoes and trailer homes, right? Wheat and pizza.
Yeah.
So as long as those things aren't in my home, I'm fine. But God forbid you leave some peanut butter in there and I partake a little bit, I will spoon the whole damn thing and not think twice about it. I've actually told the wife we can't have peanut butter in the house for that reason.
I'm a fan of when I'm high, I like to eat Score bars.
Okay.
And when I remembered, oh man, I was super high. This was in high school. I was super high the other day, and I ate a Score bar, and it was really delicious. And then I tried to eat a Score bar not high. Not even that good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't even like peanut butter.
Yeah.
But if I'm high, it's like I swear I'll go get the jar of it and a spoon and just go to town and just eat it like it's ice cream. And then ice cream, same thing. But it just, those are my Achilles heels. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I'm sensing some sarcasm in this tweet. I know Alabama is invincible and won't lose to LSU, but if they do, odds Bama makes it to the playoff anyway. If they went out, they're in, even if they lose to LSU.
Even if they – so if they don't play in the in the SEC
I still think they'll be in, especially if LSU beats fill in the blank in the title game.
Yeah.
But I don't – I'm sorry. It's
tough because Alabama, the one thing that they don't have is a top-tier schedule.
No.
You
know what? They got a reputation, so yeah. That's going to get them in. A couple people tell me Aero Bar, that's the one that the wife likes to get, which you can get some places here. I think they have it at Specs.
All right.
Because I know whenever we go and do our big Specs run and load up on everything, she'll grab a few of those. Somebody else says Coffee Crisp and Smarties are awesome Canadian candies. Coffee Crisp is somewhat comparable to Kit Kat. Smarties are basically M&Ms. I thought Smarties were something else, but
Smarties are those little
there's something
like
different.
Dust candies that you bite into, and they just turn to dust.
No, but those are different here. That's yeah. A lot of people liking the Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit's so strong, yeah. Man. Yeah, no. Anyone who badmouths Whatchamacallit, you're no friend of this show.
Mm. Somebody was. Somebody says, same, crunchy peanut butter. I'll eat the entire thing baked. And it, you know, I'm telling you, that's, I'm glad I'm not the only one that just goes and grabs a jar of peanut butter and goes to town on it. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody's mentioning chips. There's a lot of different kind of chips up there. Like they have these ketchup chips.
Gross.
I know. And it sounds gross. The wife loves them. And whenever we go to the Maple Leaf for like Canada Day and they have their trivia and all, if you win, they actually give you these ketchup chips. And she was all excited. The last 2 years she's won ketchup chips. She eats them like crazy. And she goes, you want to try one? I'm like, well, it sounds hideous, so no. I did it anyway. I was right not to try it.
Yeah.
It's hideous, but Canadians love them. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. That's the other thing I had to tell her to quit bringing. Well, especially while I wasn't drinking and I was having a little bit at night, I told her to quit bringing ice cream home. Because that's the thing. I'll be sitting there. It's 1 a.m, a little bit stoned, not really hungry. But then the little voice in your head says, dude, there's ice cream in the freezer. And I'll just go and grab it and start going to town on it. And it's like, you're on a diet. You can't have this. It tastes so good, though. And you're stoned. That's what happens.
Lamont says, you clown teams with weak schedules, but Bama's schedule has been weak till this point. Like, that's exactly what I just said. I said they don't have a top-tier schedule. Yeah. So that's what I was saying. You know, I don't know if it's such a lock that they would get in with one loss because they haven't played a tough schedule. And really, they don't have any games left on their schedule after the LSU game that are going to be considered big wins. I mean, home against Mississippi State, I don't know if that's considered a big win.
No, but
home against Auburn, that I don't know if that's a big win anymore.
You've been watching this committee for 3 years. It's all reputation.
I mean, it's pretty predictable.
They're in. And they'll make some excuse for it. It won't be the schedule. They'll say, well, they overcame their schedule because their margin of victory was big. I mean, that if it were up to them, they'd have Alabama, Ohio State, and Florida in every single year, and then everybody else you just fill in with whatever other team. Alabama would get in if they're not losing for one thing, but if they did, they'd get in. And it's not fair, and I tend to agree with you, but reputation, man.
What do you think is going to happen in this LSU Alabama game?
I think LSU's going to scare the hell out of them for about 2.5 quarters, and then Bama's going to pull away.
See, I think it's more likely that Alabama pulls ahead early. And then LSU kind of creeps in as the game goes on. But, yeah, I don't know. What if you had to bet somebody else's $100, would you bet on Bama minus 14?
Yeah.
I think I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'd rather see LSU win.
Yeah.
From a fan standpoint.
An entertainment standpoint.
Yeah, I'd love to see LSU win the game. I don't see it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're in here Monday and everybody's like, you guys didn't think LSU had a chance. And I'm saying, you know what? You're right. You're right.
I do think that LSU has they might have the better defense. But I just think the difference in those two offenses is night and day.
Yeah, and Alabama's actually got a real quarterback for once.
Yeah.
He's a difference maker. Especially as my six-year-old son eats PB out of the jar. Do I need to be worried he's a stoner? No, it's okay when you're six. I'm sure it was fine when I was 6 years old doing it. When you're 53, that's a problem. It's not a good thing. Hmm. You know, oh, coming up at 5:30, guess what we have?
Black Beast in this hoe.
Yeah, we're going to do a...
Hot balls and everything.
AJ caught up with Hot Balls Derek Lewis this morning, and we will play that at 5:30. And from what I understand, it's a really good interview.
Man, from what I understand, and this, I can't confirm nor deny this, but I read a report today that Popeyes in Houston has extended an offer of free Popeyes for life to Derek Lewis.
That's a lot of Popeyes.
That is a really a bad man. Business plan. Yeah,
it is.
It's a really bad
Somebody's going out of business.
All right, guys. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. And during Ram Power Days out at Gulfgate, you can lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $339 a month. During Jeep Adventures Days, lease the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL for just $319 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Get out there to Gulfgate Dodge today. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 due at signing. 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 0 due at signing. Tax, title, and registration. Additional, see dealer for details. I said it could be the last time.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz.
Is Brother Bear trolling?
I don't know. I think he is trolling, yes.
He's got to be. Do you guys remember whatchamacallit?
After you said it was one of your favorites.
People love that thing for whatever reason, but it was awful. You shut your mouth, Brother Bear. You don't know anything about candy.
JD sent in a picture of him going along 610 at Shepherd at about 3 miles an hour. And,
boy,
yep, it looks bad.
We have an hour and 40 minutes for all you guys to clear out.
Exactly. You have an hour and 40 minutes to get home. Lauren the Aggie wants to know, how much damn water do you have to drink to down an entire jar of peanut butter? I don't know about the water. I just know. And it's not the big jars, right? It's like
right.
The meat. It's still, it's way dumb to eat the whole thing. But, that's. See, the last time this happened was when the wife was on one of her trips, and she had bought some peanut butter because she makes a lot of stuff, and she was doing something that had peanut butter in it for some reason. She left the jar there. I get stoned as hell, find this jar of peanut butter, and I mean, it maybe lasted 10 minutes. I'm just like, And I don't know how you can even, there's no way you could do that. Like, if you bet me to do that without being stoned, there's no way I could eat a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, I could for sure.
I couldn't. I'd get about halfway through and want to throw up. But, boy, that's like nothing. Squeezing a call real quick. Shannon, you're on the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good to hear. I was glad to see that you had the same fascination with peanut butter as Alabama fans. Because from what I hear, they do the same thing with the peanut butter. They get that whole jar and a spoon. They don't eat it. They sit down in that easy chair, lather it up, call Fido over, and holler, Roll Tide!
All right.
Was that OU Mike?
That sounded very much like OU Mike.
It didn't sound like him.
Well, it sounded like OU Mike trying to change his voice, but... Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? He tried.
Yeah. That was pretty bad. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, try to bring a little bit better than that. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll have Derek Lewis up next. So, yeah, I don't know what the I don't know what the weather's like out there, but it can't be good. The wife was supposed to get home early today because she's got to be up tonight dealing with international stuff, and she was going to do it from home. And so I was just checking with her to see if she made it home yet because she needs to be home before 6.
Right.
Been waiting on a bus for 40 minutes. And then the Uber was just as long. So she said, well, because they're supposed to be every 7 minutes on the bus, right?
Right.
40 minutes. So, oh, well. 713, somebody says approaching 90 minutes to get from Kima to the Heights. Reverse commuting was not my friend today. Mike from Tomball says, you don't down the peanut butter with water. You down it with chocolate milk.
That's good, too.
This is probably the grossest thing I do. But if I'm drinking at the time and stoned and I eat the peanut butter, I will wash it down with vodka. Mm. It's pretty gross. So, 2-1 asking, Fred, what is the craziest thing you've eaten when you were stoned? That's it. The only three things I eat are pizza, peanut butter, or ice cream. And if none of those are in the house, I won't eat anything. I don't even think about it. It's weird. Sometimes if I've got chips and salsa.
Oh, I can mount some queso.
But see, don't keep queso in the house, but salsa I'll have, yeah.
From, like, Torchy's is like a block from my house.
Oh, okay.
So that'll get it. That'll get the business. Mm. Yeah.
281, what are the odds I'll make it home before I have to go back to work tomorrow? I feel for you guys, man. So, what are the odds Demaryius catches more TDs the rest of the year than Fuller has already had this year?
How many's Fuller had?
I think Fuller had 5. I have to double check.
I'd bet the under.
Yeah. Although I think they'll target him a lot. I think he'll get some touchdowns. Four? Okay, I'll take the over. You know why?
Why?
Because Thomas is going to play all 8 games.
He will do that.
And how many did Fuller miss?
2 or 3.
Yeah, and that was... I think he...
Yeah, he had 5 touchdowns, you said?
No, 4.
4?
Yeah, I think Thomas will beat that.
I don't know. If he does, then it will be his best year as far as touchdown productivity since 2014.
Yeah, it'll be the first time he's had a real quarterback since 2014.
All right.
Trevor Siemian. Case Keenum. Unless I don't get out there, the Case Keenum defenders don't come out as much anymore.
No. I think they're waiting. They're waiting for this year to... Now wait a minute. But the Broncos had Peyton Manning in like 2015.
Yeah, go look at his numbers with Peyton Manning. Go back and look at the last year Manning won it, he wasn't that great. But go look at his numbers with Peyton Manning at quarterback. It's like ridiculous.
I don't know. Put up big yards. 2015, 1,304 yards, 6 touchdowns. And then 2016, which would have been his last year with Peyton.
And that was Manning was not good that year. That was the Osweiler slash Manning.
As good.
We go back to 14, the record year. What did he do?
11 touchdowns. 2013, he had 14 touchdowns. But was that Manning?
Yeah. No, that would have been Kyle Orton. Mm. I don't remember.
Let's see.
This is chips and HEB guac don't last in my apartment.
It would have been Peyton Manning. He was there 2012 to 2016. Hmm. So, yeah, he had some good years with Peyton, some meh years with Peyton. The last few years, there hasn't been Peyton, and it's been meh.
Yeah. Well, he had Trevor Siemian / Paxton Lynch for a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
There was one more in there, too. I can't remember who it was.
Brock Osweiler.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Brock left when Peyton left.
Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch. Mark Sanchez was there for a little while. Who else?
No, because Brock left the same year that... Remember, it was such a... big deal that he left because he was supposed to take over for Peyton.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I guess it was. There was Kyle. No, Kyle Orton's way before that. Since Peyton Manning left, I think it's just been Osweiler, Siemian.
It wasn't Osweiler,
and Lynch.
I'm telling you.
Or, well, okay.
It was Siemian.
That 15 was half Osweiler, half Manning.
Manning, yeah. But that was.
Then 16 was Siemian, Lynch. And then it was Brock Osweiler went back in 2017. He went back last year.
Did he play at all?
I think so. Started at least a few games.
Yeah, I forgot he went back there last year. I don't remember him starting, though.
I don't know. Hey, I think he started more games than Paxton Lynch last year.
You know who should know this is a guy who's got a Brock Osweiler jersey out there.
How many games did Brock start last year?
Why don't you get in on this?
Four starts last year for the Osweiler.
Wow. What was his record? 1-3?
Who knows? Probably. I mean, that's probably being generous.
All right. Hey, John, did we...
Yeah, that was my bad. We can do it coming back.
Okay, well... All right.
All right.
Well, coming back, we're going to have Derek Lewis.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I mean, like... We'll talk about it.
All right.
Oh, jeez. I love this. All right, I got to tell you guys about Bill Advisor. And we've been talking about Bill Advisor here for a while because we like to save you guys money. And they guarantee that they are going to save you at least $300 on your monthly recurring bills, which, you know, that's hard to beat in its own right. But you're most of the time going to see way more than that even. And we've seen... up to $4,000. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year. It's really out of this world. And the top savers this week, Matthew S. from Houston saved $1,516 on cell phone, energy, and satellite radio. Michael R. from Richmond saved $1,908 on home and auto insurance. And Christopher L. from Humble saved $2,159 on his home and auto insurance. You could be next. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
On our phone now is the man who has a chance on Saturday night to become the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Derek the Black Beast Houston, or Derek Lewis, Houston's own Derek Lewis, joining us on the program. Derek, How thrilling is it to come from where you came to having a shot to fight for the UFC title on Saturday?
Thanks for having me, man. It's a crazy feeling because, you know, you hear about all these guys, how much skills that you have to get to where I'm at. And, you know, I don't even have half of those skills. And I'm here where I'm at now just from all heart and God's will. I thank UFC for giving me this opportunity.
After the win at 229 against Volkov, you said, "I'm not ready for a title shot. I'm not ready for that." And then it seemed like maybe less than a week later, this fight was announced. What changed? Was it just a giant amount of money they put in front of you, or did you have a change of heart after kind of wiping away that UFC 229 fight?
Oh, no, it's the amount of money, and I appreciate them throwing that much money at me. You know, it's going to be the most money I made in the last two fights, so I'm happy about that.
You mentioned you don't have the skill that a lot of these other top guys do. When you're in there with a guy like Volkov, who's a skilled heavyweight, do you recognize the difference in your skill at the time? Do you get frustrated at, like, damn, this guy's he's so technical. He's so strong. I mean, does that bother you, or do you just keep in the back of your mind that, you know, eventually I'm just going to gut this out and make something happen late?
Oh, for sure. That's every fight they ever been in. Because, like I said, I'm not as skilled like all these other guys that I face. So, you know, I'm always thinking that, okay, I got to gut this out. It's going to be a tough one. But I will have my moment. And whenever I see my moment arise, then I have to take advantage of it.
Obviously, Cormier is a very skilled heavyweight. Do you even bother in this fight camp, seeing it was such short notice? I'm guessing you don't bother trying to get better at wrestling, knowing that you're not going to become a better wrestler than him over the course of 4 weeks. What was the focus of this fight camp for you?
I usually only just try to focus on myself, like my conditioning, cardio, making sure I can really last 25 minutes. That's all I've been focusing on. I really focus on myself every fight anyway. I don't try to focus too much on my opponent.
You've had for a while now back issues. They flared up a couple times. You said they were a sort of the cause of your performance against Ngannou. How have they been lately? How's your back been lately? And do you worry about that on Saturday?
I'm always worrying about my back, but lately I still have to take it day by day because it still has its moments for a few minutes, and it goes away like it was never there. But I'm still taking it day by day.
Now, you've gotten too famous to return my texts, but what happens now? What happens now if you become the UFC heavyweight champion? I mean, this is going to be another level of fame and success for you. Have you thought about what that would be like, what it would be like to take home the belt?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I still would be the same person. You know, I still won't return any of your calls or text messages, nothing like that. But it'll still be the same.
That's good to know. That is good to know. What's your? I mean, obviously, you want to keep this on the feet against Daniel, and obviously, that's how everybody wants to fight with Daniel. What's your game plan going into this fight to stay upright against maybe the best wrestler in heavyweight history?
Probably just go ahead and go for the takedown right off the bat, and go for omoplata.
Okay. I guess it's as viable a plan as any. So you're willing to go down on the ground with him and just see whatever happens, happens.
I don't care. You know, I'm just really waiting for the fight to get over with so I can go shopping.
What's on the wish list? What are you buying with the dough from this fight?
Oh, I already brought my Lamborghini.
Oh, it's already paid for.
Next Wednesday to my house.
Oh, look at you. Hey,
yes, I can fit in.
There is no way you're fitting in a Lamborghini. No way.
I can't fit in. I already test drove it.
Oh.
Fit in.
You're gonna look like you're wearing a size medium car.
Yeah, they custom fitted it. It was next to a tailor store, so they custom made it for myself.
Derek Lewis, the Black Beast, he will headline UFC 230, which I think is just an unbelievable story. If you don't know Derek's story, I suggest you look it up at Madison Square Garden. Is that an exciting thing for you, or do you even care about fighting in Madison Square Garden? Is that a big deal at all?
Oh, not at all. You know, I'm just happy just to be fighting, period, and making a living of it.
Well, the UFC 230, headlined by Daniel and Derek. Chris Weidman, Jacare Souza on the card as well. It's going to be a fantastic fight, night of fights. And Derek, everybody in Houston is cheering for you, man. We wish you the best. You are far and away the most successful fighter that's come out of this city. And you know me from going way back. I've been hoping for someone from this scene to take it on to the next level. And I'm glad that you are the man to do it. So best of luck to you on Saturday. And hopefully next time we talk to you, you're the UFC heavyweight champion.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And if it wasn't for you guys back in the days, you know, Houston MMA wouldn't be as popular like it turned out to be. So I thank y'all for that.
Hey, man, we did it because we love seeing you guys go, man. And I appreciate you saying that, Derek. We'll talk to you soon, man, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, that is the Black Beast, Derek Lewis, Houston's own, fighting for the title Saturday night at UFC 230. Appreciate it, Derek.
I appreciate y'all.
Okay. Well, that part was supposed to be cut off. That was after the mics were on. That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
You know what, though? I'm pretty sure he's totally up against it here. We all know that. But if he were to somehow win, I think he'd be the biggest guy in MMA not named McGregor.
He could be.
Because so much of it's personality, and you know, he's really gotten such a huge following, and it would be so awesome to see, because he's a guy that if he were to win, man, people would pay to go see his
what if he wins. Because everybody's been talking about, like, Daniel Cormier basically took this fight while he waits for Brock Lesnar to happen in March or April, whenever that's supposed to happen. Imagine Derek wins and they match up Derek Lewis with Brock Lesnar.
That would be so badass.
I mean,
that'd be so badass.
Dude, you're talking about huge money fights, and that's an intriguing fight.
Yeah, I'd give him a chance in that fight.
This is the thing about Derek, and he's right. Derek's skill level is probably not on a UFC level. He's not a great wrestler. He's an average at best jiu-jitsu guy, but he doesn't quit, and that dude hits so hard that it can change any fight, no matter how the fight is going. And there's not a lot of guys you can say that about.
And one of the most underrated skills a guy can have is the ability to take a punch.
Oh, yeah.
He can take a punch.
Well, and there's different kinds of power. And, like, Conor McGregor has explosive power. But you saw after a few rounds of getting roughed up, he got up and Nurmagomedov led him in the third round. He stood with him for a little bit. And he let Conor touch him a couple times. And it barely even snapped his head back because most fighters, as the fight gets deep, that power diminishes. It's not as explosive. With Derek, it doesn't matter. 24 minutes and 30 seconds into a fight, if he hits you right, it still will end the fight.
Even if he can't breathe.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's fun, man. I'm going to be rooting hard for him. I know. Listen, Cormier is fantastic, and that's a tough fight for anybody, but especially on, 3 weeks rest here that he's had after the last fight. But I'm hoping so much. And
yeah,
people forget that you guys had so much to do with the growth of MMA in this city with Cage Door when you and Barry were doing that. There wasn't anybody covering MMA in this city at the time. And so the scene really took off. And then when Legacy got to be what it was, I mean, that had a lot to do with it. But you guys have been there from the beginning. And it's really cool to see a guy like that you were telling me about years ago. It's like, man, this guy's got a chance to be really good. And I mean, it may have been 7 years ago you're telling me this.
Yeah.
And to actually see it come to fruition, it's just...
Well, you know what, though? I'll take some credit for telling you he's going to be good. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought Derek would be fighting for a UFC title. I thought that he would be I thought he could hang with a lot of guys in the heavyweight division, and he could be an actual impact fighter. But to think that he could have a chance to win the heavyweight championship of the world, I would have thought, no.
Well, at the time,
that kind of guy.
Well, and at the time, there were so many good heavyweights.
Yeah, I mean,
just like, wow, you got to get through Overeem and all these guys.
Junior Dos Santos, yeah. Cain Velasquez,
yeah.
Fabricio Verdum. It's a crazy list of guys. And, you know, he's got a chance to be the king of the mountain, which is, I think, awesome.
I guess he's doing some Q&A at Madison Square Garden, and somebody asked him, what do you eat before fights? His answer, if my wife's in town, I eat her ass.
Oh, no.
But that's Derek Lewis.
It is. I mean, he's that's why I think if he wins this, my goodness, it's just going to take him to another level. Well, the last fight did, and if it hadn't been for the whole mess at the end of the McGregor fight, that's all anybody would have been talking about was Derek's after fight interview and sweaty balls or balls being hot and then the knockout itself. I mean, because that was the talk of everything until the whole brawl afterwards.
Yeah.
DJ Durkin, who was reinstated yesterday, fired just now.
Yeah. The backlash was pretty bad. I think that they may have realized they made a mistake in bringing him back in. That's not a good look.
Well, bringing him back was not smart.
I don't think the team wanted him back.
And apparently there was a big fight to get him back, and everybody went to bat for him, and now all of a sudden you see the reaction. You're like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, wasn't worth it.
Yeah, not smart, one might say. Not smart bringing back DJ Durkin and then firing him the next day. What is smart is ZipRecruiter. And hiring with them, extremely smart. Not smart? Listen to me on hockey advice. Smart, ZipRecruiter. And guys, there's job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through, and that is not smart. And anybody who's had to hire knows what a pain in the butt it can be when you're getting all this stuff and the resumes don't even fit what you're looking for. And, oh, they're all people persons. Well, that's great, but that's not necessarily what you're looking for. ZipRecruiter.com/play is going to get you the right person. They don't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. They know what you're looking for, and they're going to help you find it. And that's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. Not smart? Well, pretty much following any of my picks this year. Smart, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 832. Man, first the show has me drinking Carbach and being a degenerate. Now I have to pull over and get a Kit Kat. Thanks. Well, you're probably going to be stuck in traffic for a long time, so that's not the worst idea. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is the one you rejected yesterday.
Okay.
So you get it anyway. Where, all right, apparently.
I knew you'd have your way.
Well, no, I just assumed you were going to pick this one yesterday.
I'm kidding.
A Florida man has been arrested because he murdered his girlfriend and her 10-year-old son, which we're against, right?
I am, for sure. Jong, for or against that?
Four.
Oh.
Ooh, you're for murdering the girlfriend.
For murder? Man, murdering a kid?
You know, he's changed so much.
He really, it is, man. Football.
Yeah, well, because he wanted to watch a football game and she wouldn't let him.
Man, that's hardcore.
Apparently, he engaged in a verbal altercation.
Which happens.
I love how they call it verbal altercation. They're basically just screaming at each other. With his live-in girlfriend over changing the television station to watch a football game. He moved to the master bedroom of the apartment because he wanted to pack his belongings and leave. He has trouble walking because of an injury that occurred while he was in the military. He began packing his clothing when the woman came into the room and continued to verbally berate him. All right, first off, you've won. He's leaving. You should stop right there, right? She allegedly was tussling at his back. I don't know what that means. He claimed she pushed him off his knee roller, and he sat down on the floor next to the bed, and then her 10-year-old son approached him and accused him of hitting his mother.
Oh, boy.
So he pushed the child off of his left side and then armed himself with what he described as a Glock 22 40 caliber handgun. Then began to fire at the victim as she was holding a PlayStation in her hands. Somehow there has to be drugs involved in this, right?
Gotta be something.
And was she going to hit him with the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Isn't that self-defense if you shoot someone's about to hit you with the
PlayStation? Or maybe she was helping him pack his PlayStation, make sure he didn't leave without it.
The child exited, then re-entered the bedroom after the shooting. And when he entered the master bedroom, he fired the handgun at the kid.
Damn.
Apparently, this was to watch a 49ers game.
Oh, he's a Niners fan?
He's a Niners fan, yep.
Man, I honestly thought about shooting people after that game, too.
It was Rams 49ers. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I've I've already given you my picks for this week. That's
you have.
That's how confident
you're the first
I am.
One locked in.
Yeah,
although if they've already been played.
Although I lost a key half point off the actual bet I made last night, which pisses me off a little bit. But no, I took UH minus. It's now minus 14. I took it at 13.5 last night on my bookie, and then
I want to know who's pouring in Rice money.
What's the number now?
I mean, it went from +2 to -1.
Yeah, it's like, pretty 87% of the money according to pregame is on Rice.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's not good.
Maybe they haven't seen a Rice game, or maybe they think it's like the food Rice.
Maybe, or maybe they've seen enough of UTEP. I hate to say this, UTEP's actually been better.
They've gotten better while Rice has gotten worse.
Yeah, I mean, they had to put a 30 number for Rice to cover last week against North Texas.
But one of them, someone's O,
it has got to go. Yeah.
Who's it going to be?
I think it's going to be, well, actually, Rice won again. They beat Prairie View to start the season.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Barely beat Prairie View.
That shouldn't even count.
I know. Foster, I seeing how Brandon Marshall was cut and thinking his career is over. What are the odds?
His career is over.
Considered for the Hall of Fame before Andre Johnson. Not a chance.
No. Andre Johnson, greater career than Brandon Marshall.
I don't think Andre Johnson's getting in.
Nope.
But so I'm certain Brandon Marshall isn't.
Yeah. Brandon Marshall was a good player for a long time. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And again, whenever that comes up, I would say go look at what it takes to get in as a wide receiver. Look how long it took T.O.
Yeah.
to get in. And those guys aren't even in the same stratosphere, frankly. Okay, I can't even read the name here. We can squeeze in a couple.
I got you. It's a
you can't read it either?
No, I can read it. Saqib?
Okay.
Is that right?
Hey guys. Yep, that's right.
All right, what's up, man?
Hey, what do you guys think about not getting into the CFP rankings this week?
Yeah, I don't think it really matters. It's not I guess it matters to fans. Like, fans want to see their team in there, but the reality is they're not going to finish in the top 4. So if you have no chance, I don't know why they even do the rankings to 25.
Because it does matter in terms of who gets the New Year's Six Bowl.
Well, that's true.
So
that's fair.
It does make a difference, and I think if you look at it, I don't think there's another other than UCF at 12. I don't think there's another non-power 5 in there. So
Fresno didn't make it?
No.
Garbage.
Yeah.
My boys.
But
that's our moneymakers.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're good earners.
I'm probably taking them again this week.
They should be in.
Yeah, well.
They should be in just for that reason.
And it's funny, though, and they're minus 25 against UNLV, and I'll probably give the 25.
Man, I'm looking forward. I'm not betting Fresno this weekend. I'm looking forward to what number comes next to Fresno next weekend at Boise.
Yeah, because Boise still – Vegas still thinks of Boise as Boise, and they're not.
And they think that Boise has some sort of great home field advantage, and they don't. I dare you to give me a good number on that game, Las Vegas. I dare you. I Fresno State Bulldog dare you.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's right.
I think UH will – as long as they keep taking care of business, they'll get in there at some point. And the whole thing's going to come down to – They need to win out, and then if they beat UCF, they're getting the New Year's Six Bowl. And there's no doubt in my mind, because a UCF win's going to be better than anything Fresno pulls off the rest of the way, and they're already ahead of Fresno. And frankly, if you line their resumes up side by side,
they're the same.
They're pretty much the same. I think UH has a better Power 5 win and probably a better Power 5 loss.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Although, one thing Fresno would have, and you're right, Central Florida would be a bigger win, but Fresno presumably will have Utah State at the end, and Utah State's another team that's in the mix with those schools.
Yeah.
And if Utah State were to win that, then maybe they're in the discussion. Although, the loss to now, granted, they lost by 7 points at Michigan State. But that loss doesn't look as good as it once did.
Right.
There is intrigue for that New Year's.
Right now they're just penciling in UCF because it's lazy and it's easy.
Well, it's also, I mean, they're going to be favored in every game they play for the rest of the way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also easy to just dismiss everybody else and assume they're going to win. And the reality is, and I don't know that, frankly, I still think UH has two games they could lose before they get to UCF. Temple is sneaky good defensively.
Which, by the way, Temple sneaky good plays UCF this week.
Yeah.
Which don't.
Yeah, well, they're sneaky good defensively. They don't have much on offense, and that's probably not going to beat UCF or Houston. The game that worries me the most from a UH standpoint, at Memphis on the 23rd. Memphis is a much better team at home. They can score with just about anybody. They run the ball really well, and UH's defense sucks. I mean, they got talent on that defense. They're just, I think they have one of the worst coordinators at that level on defense, and I've been consistent about that, so I'm not going to change. But, you know, you'll be able to bet on those games.
Where could I do that?
You can go to my bookie.
Thank you.
You can bet on everything. You know what? You know what's happening tonight? There's a little Woodbine and Remington Park action tonight. I'm going to be doing that when I get home while I'm working. And you can bet whatever you want there. You want to bet the college football tonight? Done. If you wanted to be smart and bet against Raheel last week, you could have done that. It's all on my bookie. And my bookie has everything you could possibly want to bet on. The cool thing is, my favorite thing about them is their mobile site is through the roof good. I can. It's one of the few mobile sites where I can actually bet horses. But, I mean, you can get down in a matter of seconds just on your phone. And that's something a lot of sites don't have. Here's something a lot of sites don't have also. A lot of times you put your money in, that's part of the gamble. That's not it with my bookie. You put your money in, you win, you're going to get paid. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. They've got, if I'm late getting home tonight and I want to get in on a game, they've got live betting. And, I mean, pretty much whatever you want. That live betting's great because you can get in. If you like a team and they get off to a slow start in a game, get in and bet them in game and get a better price. All you have to do is Google MyBookie today or go to MyBookie.ag and get your account started. Still a few, still a little time left for this special that they're doing, but it's not going to last much longer. They're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code radio to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Downloaded today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.